Are you a self-made, new age author, speaker, or entrepreneur? Radio show exposure can get you noticed. Fran Silverman, a friend of Choice Treasures and Gem Gin Global Digital Broadcast, has compiled a comprehensive ebook with scores of direct line contacts to booking agents for real live talk shows that are interested in booking you as a guest. Francine Silverman, the talk radio advocate, is also author of Talk Radio Wants You, an intimate guide to 700 shows and how to get invited, a national best book award winner. She's also the author of 16 successful ebooks. Go to www.talkradioadvocate.com for more information.
Choice Treasures, blazing the trails of success.
Welcome to Ship to Shore with Silverman. I'm your host, the talk radio advocate, Fran Silverman, and this show is all about cruises. Coming to us from England today is Jimmy Green, director of GTI Travel Group, Leaders in Travel for Visitors to Britain. He studied leisure and tourism at university level, and he worked in various travel companies before he joined with Martin Robinson, a tourism and marketing graduate who had previously worked for leading travel companies, including Thomas Cook and the NST Travel Group. And they became equal partners in GTI. Their websites for group tours are gtstours.co.uk, and for corporate, it's travelgti.co.uk. If you go to these sites, you will see that International Friends is the umbrella company. Jimmy, welcome from bloody old England.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, I'm delighted. Could you explain the difference between GTS, which is Group Travel Specialist, and GTI? What does that stand for?
Yeah, but basically GTI is the umbrella company. So what we have is GTI is the umbrella company, and then under GTI we operate two distinct companies. One is called International Friends, which operates a regular day trip and overnight tour program for visitors to the UK. And GTS is the part of the company that's the group travel specialists. So if we have groups of 10-plus traveling around Britain or Europe on specialized tours, GTS is the department that puts the group package together. But International Friends is the company that offers a regular program of daily excursions to individuals, all groups, really.
Okay, so GTI is the umbrella.
That's right,
yeah. International Friends is a company that's underneath that?
It is, yeah. International Friends is the company that organizes day trips and overnight tours. So every day from London, excursions to, say, Bath, Stonehenge, Windsor, weekends to Edinburgh. International Friends is the tour operator company, and GTS is the part of the company that specializes with group requests.
Oh, it specializes in groups.
GTS does, yeah, yeah.
Ah, I see. Now, do you book cruises or do you only provide excursions for cruises?
We only provide excursions for cruises, and that's on the International Friends part of the company. We offer a few options at the moment from Southampton when the ships dock, and we organize the shore excursions, options to travel to London via various different places.
Okay, now it appears from my reading that you find gaps in the market and you look to fill them. In 2009, you detected a gap in the market for small group day trips from London, so you launched day trips for a maximum of 16 people, promising to show places the large group simply couldn't access. Then in the last few years, you noticed an increasing amount of inquiries for small groups of people looking for excursion options, either to or from Southampton. When you looked around, everything was very expensive, so you decided to offer one-day trips to see how it went, and it took off. Now, are your two new products a result of such a discovery?
They are. Regarding the small group travel back in 2009, we initially felt that every company in London was hoarding people around in these massive coach tours, so we went for that. And then we were having a look at the cruise market about a year ago, and we just felt the options were very limited, so it was basically the cruise companies themselves selling excursions that, in our opinion, seemed overpriced and not necessarily using local high-quality guides, which is what we based our International Friends company on. So we thought we'd try first doing one day trip where we collect them in Southampton and go via Salisbury, Stonehenge and Windsor with professional guides really seeing some amazing parts of England before finishing in London. And we were very surprised by the uptake. We didn't put it out to agents. We simply sold it online. And the demand shocked us. So at that point, we thought, well, if this one's taken off, we'll put on other versions where we do options via Bath and Stonehenge and into London, and then options into London where we do a London panoramic tour on arrival, all with one of our expert guides that operates the International Friends Day Trips.
Ah, now you have to find agents, right, to sell the excursion.
We are, because we were originally we were unaware how popular this would be. We weren't sure if it would take off, so we didn't really approach agents. We simply put it online. We spoke to a couple of agents we worked with, or online information sites, and we thought, well, you know, what do you think of this product? And we weren't sure how it was going to go, but now we've seen the general interest in the public is quite high. We are now looking for agents who sell shore excursions or cruise add-ons or options on the cruises to take this product and sell to the market.
Are you assured of finding agents?
We're not assured, no. We're hoping to find agents. We've been scouring the trade press and looking for agents who sell this type of thing. I mean, we're hopeful because our International Friends product is a very popular product. The feedback is fantastic. It's high quality, so we're hopeful of finding good agents. But it's very much new for us, really, and we're just on the lookout now for agents looking to sell it.
Yeah, but you can't sell the product until you find the agents, right?
Well, no, not necessarily. Not now in the days of the Internet. I mean, the first attempts at this product exceeded our expectations. We thought we would just simply have maybe get a minibus or maybe get a coach of people going from Southampton to London. And the demand far outweighed what we were expecting, and that was purely from individual travelers doing online research for options from Southampton to London. And the sales were extremely good. And that was, we've currently done this product without agents. So we are now, we're looking to launch new tours on the market or new options from Southampton and from Dover, and then possibly Dublin. And obviously once we put more capacity on there, then at that point we think, well, we'd like the support of agents with this product.
Oh, I see. In other words, you can do smaller trips, like for individuals, without a problem, but if you have a larger group or you're going to more places, you need an agent. Is that it?
Well, no, these aren't aimed at groups. These are aimed at individuals on the cruise. So we're selling these to individuals on the cruise at the moment. So Mr. and Mrs. Smith from Florida, who simply are going on a cruise that finishes at Southampton, will do some online research and find an option to get to London and find us. Now, we're now thinking that we've had an amazing response to this first product, so we're now thinking, well, we'll do another product from Dover for cruise ships into Dover, another product perhaps from cruise ships arriving into Dublin. So we're looking for agents to sell to individuals they sell the cruises to sell our shore excursions once they arrive in the UK.
Oh, I see. In other words, it's really in addition to what you're doing. Is that it?
Oh, very much so, yeah. It's an extra. It's a new product that we're putting out there. So it's in addition. We're looking for these agents to sell this new product we're launching.
Oh, I see. In other words, you don't want to just sell it by yourself. You want agents to sell them as well. Oh,
exactly,
I thought
yes.
You had to have an agent. No,
we're looking for, we're looking for agents to sell the product because we're putting more products out there. And obviously, the agent support is fantastic. If you develop a good relationship with agents, then we think that it's not completely down to the Internet. You know, the Internet is a powerful tool, and every good tour operator needs a presence. But there's a lot of customers out there that still trust the advice a travel agent gives. You know, and if we're to develop this product fully and add new options and increase capacity, you know, we're well aware we do need the support of good agents out there.
Aha, I see. Now, do you get mostly Britons from other parts of the UK, or, you know, how many Americans take these trips?
Oh, probably, I would say 50%, 50 to 55% of our individual business would be Americans. And that's probably higher, probably 60%. We don't sell to the UK market. We don't sell to English customers, to Irish, to Scottish, to British or British and Irish market, I mean. We only sell to international visitors to the UK.
Oh, you don't sell to the UK market? Interesting. I was thinking people come from different parts of the British Empire, you know, and they want to see certain things. And I, you know, it's funny how you would just assume these things. So, in other words, Americans are getting off, is it they're getting off the ship and they're going on your excursion, and then
and then they go to
a hotel.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, they disembark from the ship, they join our tour, and at the end of the tour, we drop them at the hotel. Our international friends program, our day trips from London that we do every day. I mean, they'll be sold through. I'm trying to think of America. Say Rick Steves. He would advertise our company in his travel book. It's all English speaking. We do the guiding in. So as well as Americans, we have Australians, some New Zealand, South Africans, and various other nationalities where the clients speak English. But it's all aimed at international visitors who are coming on a holiday to Britain and Europe, and we're simply selling a part of that holiday to them, whether it's a day trip or an overnight tour.
Ah, so at the end of the day, the coach takes you to the hotel, so that's the end of the cruise for most of your passengers. It's not like they're going on an excursion and getting back on the cruise.
Not at the moment, no. The product we have at the moment collects them in Southampton, and then the end of our service is to drop them at a Heathrow hotel or a central London hotel. But that's simply the first product we've launched, and that was when we wanted to see how it went. In the future, for example, in Dublin, which we're going to be launching soon, the coach picks them up from Dublin port, takes them on a day trip, and then drops them back on the ship before the ship leaves in the evening. So there's a whole new variation of day trips and tours we're offering to the cruise passengers. But currently, the one we've launched is simply a transfer from Southampton to London with sightseeing on the way.
Uh-huh. All right. Okay, Jimmy, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little about the trips themselves.
Okay.
Okay. Don't go away.
I'll stay here.
Okay, we're talking to Jimmy Green, director of GTI Travel Group. Jimmy, it appears from the itinerary that it's a very hectic trip, kind of like if it's Tuesday, it must be Belgium. You start at 7:30 or earlier, you get into an air-conditioned bus for a 30-minute drive to Salisbury for a 45 to 70-minute visit to the cathedral. Then it's back on the bus for a 30-minute ride to Stonehenge for 1 hour, then a 75-minute to Windsor Castle. You state that we stopped longer than most tours, but I am breathless. Just thinking about it.
It is a packed day, this one, yes. It's I mean, Salisbury is a short drive from Southampton, but there is no denying that you see a lot in the day. The destinations themselves are really, we regard as must-see destinations. The good thing is when you get to Salisbury, the cathedral and the area where we drop off is very small. So there's not a lot of walking involved. You literally drop right outside the cathedral, and people have the time or the chance to go in. At Stonehenge, again, Stonehenge is a very, very small attraction. The coach park is literally probably a two-minute walk to the center of Stonehenge, where you go and walk around the stones. And in Windsor, the coach park is probably a three-minute walk to the castle. So although we pack a lot into the day, well, this
you
particular
sure
day,
too.
Back a lot into. There's not a great deal of walking. It's literally you're taken from one place to another by executive coach with our guides, and then when you arrive, it's off the coach and into the attraction.
Okay. Well, whatever you say, because if you say
it, there is no denying it's a busy day. Yeah.
So, what? Tell me what the process is to linking up with a cruise line. How do you do that?
How do we sell at the moment, or how do we? We don't sell through the cruise lines. We simply sell through individuals.
No, but how do you link up with them? In other words, you have trips from Southampton.
Yeah.
So for cruise passengers, like shore excursions for cruise from Southampton. So
yeah.
How do you link up with the cruise line to let them know who you are and that you will be doing the excursions? In other words, because the cruise line has to know what excursions they're giving.
No, the cruise lines aren't selling these.
No, but they have to tell their passengers. In other words, I went on a cruise, and
yeah.
I knew ahead of time what excursions would be available.
Yeah.
So don't the passengers know what excursions will be available? Okay.
Okay, we've selected dates where various ships, Celebrity Constellation, Eclipse, Caribbean Princess, are in the docks in Southampton. Now, the customers then, as they book a cruise, the individual customer has to get themselves to London. So the cruise lines themselves will have options available of getting the passengers to London. So we put our products online to simply say, well, here's another option. You don't have to book the cruise line option that they're selling. If you find us online, you can book our option of getting into London, and we'll take you via Salisbury, Stonehenge, and Windsor, and in the future there'll be other options where we just take you to Stonehenge, then London. But we sell direct to the consumer at the moment, not through the cruise line. So it's not up to the cruise line to make the customer aware this is available. This is down to the customer finding us online and thinking, well, that's an attractive option as I get off the ship in Southampton to get myself to London. I'll book that one.
Do you think that there are, like, for example, I went on Oasis of the Seas, and we went to the Western Caribbean, and there were three places we stopped, Jamaica, Haiti, and Mexico, Cozumel. And they told us about those three excursions that were available. In other words, you're saying I could get off, and then I could discover another, something else?
Yes, this wouldn't be promoted by the cruise line themselves. At the moment, we're not working with the cruise lines to promote this excursion. So this would be an option that people find, not really when they get off the boat in Southampton, because our trip lists would be done by that point and our hotel drops planned. This is for people who've done independent research themselves before taking the cruise to look at options to get themselves to London at the end of the cruise, and then we're an option that they can find online. And it's for this reason. I mean, that's a limited sales channel, obviously. It's for this reason, we're now looking for agents.
Do you have other excursions? You said in the coming days you're launching an option from Dublin and Dover.
We do, yeah. We've got, from Southampton, funnily enough, you said that our itinerary looked busy, which is something that we know. So we're also launching a product where we go Southampton, Stonehenge, straight to London. So it's not such a jam-packed day. We've got another option starting from Dover, where we're going to do the White Cliffs of Dover, Canterbury Cathedral, Leeds Castle and London. We're working at the moment on options from Dublin, where we can do a Dublin City Centre tour and Powers Court Estate and Glendalough. So we're looking at options from three or four other ports at the moment that we're going to be launching, yes.
So you have to hire a bus?
That's right. We have our own vehicles and our own full-time guides, yeah. And we've been doing these day trips from London.
I see. Because before you worked with in camps, and so you always had experience with moving around groups, I guess.
That's right. I mean, when I was much younger, yeah, I used to work on the holiday camps abroad. And then one of the first parts of our business, GTS and International Friends, one of the strongest parts in the early days was American university groups into the UK. And we looked after them, we did their packages, and we'd collect them from the airport, and we'd move the group around into the university in London, then do their day trip, then take them back. And then we just moved on to other products, and then we moved into the small group market. We thought, well, there's people there that want a higher standard tour in a small group, we'll try that. And then we moved into the overnight tour market, doing trips to Edinburgh from London, and then we're always on the lookout of new products that we think will be interesting to international visitors to the UK. But this is for groups. Groups was for GTS. This product, International Friends, was aimed initially at individuals.
I gotcha. Okay. Well, we have a little time left. If there's anything you'd like to add, I'd be happy to listen, and I'm sure the listeners would like to.
Yeah, but all I'd like to say is that these are... If you go to our website, which is www.internationalfriends.co.uk, we work on the basis that when we're dealing with our customers, it's their one and only time, perhaps in their life, that they're going to visit Britain. So we have to get it right. We have a link on our homepage to TripAdvisor reviews. Now, please take a look at the reviews. These are high standard guided days out that we take. Although they're day trips, we regard it as the, not the holiday of a lifetime, but very much a high standard. We don't want to get this wrong. We want to show the best Britain has to offer to the people in the short stay available here. So we only really want to do small groups. From the cruise, we would take maximum 30 people from Southampton or from Dover, and we would take them to places that they can't get to on their own, some of the beautiful villages on the way to London. When you get to London anyway, you can't check into the hotel normally until 2 o'clock. So this is an option to pass away the time leisurely with a guide, see some beautiful parts of the UK, and then get dropped at your hotel. And we think it's a great value for money. It's a market that we think has been dominated by companies charging a bit too much for too long. And it's a high-quality product, we think, at a very good price.
Well, I know Americans love to tour in Britain, so internationalfriends.co.uk, is that it?
That's the one, internationalfriends.co.uk, yeah. You'll see on there a selection of all of our day trips that we operate from London, from Cambridge, from Edinburgh, and there's a button, Tours from Southampton, that shows the shore excursions. But on that page, you'll see everything the company has to offer. The majority come from London, and the cruise, the shore excursions, is a new part on the site that will be fast-growing, looking at the sales we've had from our first day trips.
Okay, Jimmy, you've been a terrific guest, and I appreciate your being on the show. And anybody that's traveling to England should certainly look you up.
Oh, please do, please do. Yeah, thanks very much for allowing me to come on the show.
Okay, take good care.
Thank you, goodbye.
Bye-bye. You've been listening to Ship to Shore with Silverman, and I will see you next week. We have another guest from England next week. Oh, no, she's in Italy. I'm sorry. Our international guests are piling up. Bye-bye.
Are you a self-made New Age author, speaker, or entrepreneur? Radio show exposure can get you noticed. Fran Silverman, a friend of Choice Treasures and Gem Gin Global Digital Broadcast, has compiled a comprehensive ebook with scores of direct line contacts to booking agents for real live talk shows that are interested in booking you as a guest. Francine Silverman, the talk radio advocate, is also author of Talk Radio Wants You, an intimate guide to 700 shows and how to get invited, a national Best Book Award winner. She's also the author of 16 successful ebooks. Go to www.talkradioadvocate.com for more information.
Choice Treasures, blazing the trails of success.